You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 19, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Royal Court of Tiébélé, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in Burkina Faso, is facing a severe threat as its iconic painted houses are disintegrating. Climate change and unpredictable weather patterns are largely to blame for this alarming decline. Residents report a significant shift in rainfall patterns, with rain now occurring during traditionally dry periods, complicating the restoration of delicate wall paintings that require completely dry surfaces for proper application and preservation. Increased rainfall intensity and strong winds are damaging the structures, including traditional straw roofs. Chemical products have weakened the soil used for construction, leading to houses that do not last as long as they once did. There is a growing trend towards using modern building materials like concrete and metal roofs in Burkina Faso, driven by their perceived stability and easy availability from local factories. However, this shift comes at a significant environmental cost, as cement production contributes approximately 8% of global carbon emissions. In contrast, traditional mud construction offers numerous environmental benefits and cultural significance, providing excellent cooling properties without the need for energy-consuming air conditioning. Architects like Francis Carré advocate for the use of locally sourced materials like mud and rammed earth, which are sustainable and effectively regulate indoor temperatures in hot climates. Despite contributing minimally to global greenhouse gas emissions, Burkina Faso is disproportionately affected by climate change, with temperatures rising 1.5 times faster than the global average. Approximately 80% of the population relies on agriculture, making them highly susceptible to climate impacts on weather patterns and natural resources. The changing climate threatens not only livelihoods, but also cultural heritage, as seen with the Tiébélé houses. Traditional knowledge and skills essential for building and painting these houses are at risk due to environmental changes and a decline in traditional practices. Women of the Kasena culture are the custodians of this artistic heritage, painting houses with natural pigments from local materials like laterite stone, clay, basalt, and cow dung, using a varnish made from the fruit of the nere tree to fix the markings. Octogenarian K. Tintama, recognized by UNESCO as a living human treasure, embodies this vital knowledge. However, the availability of traditional building materials is decreasing, further threatening these practices. The Tiébélé World Heritage Site also faces challenges from a significant decline in tourism due to jihadist violence and political instability since 2015, deterring visitors and impacting conservation funding. Militant Islamist violence in the Sahel region has escalated, often linked to control of natural resources like gold deposits. This violence has made travel beyond capital cities risky, affecting access to cultural sites and tourism-dependent livelihoods. The architectural styles of the Tiébélé houses are deeply intertwined with Kasena culture, featuring distinct hut shapes serving various social functions. The houses incorporate practical and symbolic elements, such as small entrance doors designed to prevent animal entry and compel visitors to kneel, allowing inhabitants to neutralize potential intruders. The rooftops are designed to dry cereals after harvest, and walls often feature reliefs of snakes, symbolizing cultural guardian spirits. The vibrant painted lines on the houses are created using natural pigments, with the process reflecting the Kasena women's deep understanding of their environment. However, increasing rainfall unpredictability poses a significant threat to the delicate painting process. While specific conservation efforts for Tiébélé's painted houses are not extensively detailed, broader tourism management examples from African countries suggest that local populations play a key role in benefiting from cultural tourism. Supporting the local community, especially women painters and builders, is paramount for the continued existence of this heritage. The challenges facing the Tiébélé Royal Court are multifaceted, encompassing climate change, a shift away from traditional practices, and regional instability. The loss of traditional knowledge and decreasing availability of natural building materials complicate preservation efforts. Despite these challenges, the cultural significance of Tiébélé's painted houses remains profound, representing the thoughts, culture, and religion of the Kasena people. Copyright African Elements.